Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Thursday to you. As we come into the Fan Run Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee back behind the booth. His punishment's over. Intern Andrew's back on the Periscope. How are you this morning? Thumbs down from Ben Lee. What the hell? We'll talk about that later. Cody, how are you?
Doing well. Good to be here, my friend, as it is to be anywhere. How are you?
Another one of those mornings where people are trying to test me. And maybe the moral of the story the last 2 days is that I just have a lot of rage built up in me.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And that sometimes maybe it spills over in the road when I'm in my car. I don't consider myself as having road rage. I'm usually pretty laid back. But yesterday, you remember, the sorority girl who took up a spot and a half.
Becky.
And then today, as I was driving to work, you know, it's rainy, it's a little sloppy, so I'm not running late, but I'm not running with a whole lot of time to waste, okay?
I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I'm even earlier than you, so 10 minutes ahead of your pace, because I feel like if you got stuck in this situation, it'd be even worse.
I'm missing first segment.
So I'm driving down a back road that connects from downtown to where the station is, and this crew in like this dump truck, I guess, who is like renovating a house over there, you know, gentrifying an area, tries to come and stop traffic as he tries to back up his truck to hook up to the trailer that they had unloaded yesterday. Whenever I was going home, like at 5, I noticed they unloaded it yesterday. Today, this morning, I guess they were there trying to hook it back up. He stops both sides of traffic. I wait. He misses his mark once. He tries to straighten back up. Backs back up again. Misses his mark again. So he sits there, and then as he's sitting there trying to hook up his trailer that he could not hook up because he had missed. He was too far away because he has like a ball. He's trying to hook up to a ball, you know, and he wasn't.
Yeah, with the trailer.
Yeah, he wasn't even on it.
Yeah.
So as he's there waiting.
Sometimes you just got to pick the trailer up and sit it
on. Oh, no, it was too heavy to do that. But yeah,
big trailer.
Yeah, like on the farm, I've had to do that plenty of times. You just hook up a wagon. Yeah, sometimes you just get close and you can move it yourself. That's fine. But, you know, as he's doing that, the other side of traffic gets to come. And this big hoss is still there holding me. And I wait. We're on like 4 minutes by now. He realizes he can't hook up the trailer. He pulls back in the road. Tries to back up again. Misses. And as he's sitting there again, I try to just scoot around, like go in the left lane. And this big hoss like
slides
to the left trying to hold me.
Whoa.
And like is mad. And I've got him pegged for like 32 years old, about 6'4", 280. So look, I don't want any smoke with this guy.
Where are you going, Buster?
Yeah, I don't want any fight. I don't want any smoke with him.
Right.
But he throws his hands up, so I throw my hands up, and I came close to rolling the window down and said, "Hell, do you want me to do it? I'll back it up for you, because I would do it one take."
You think so?
Yeah, I'm good.
Get it done?
That was the only good thing I could do on the farm.
Backup dump trucks?
Backup trucks to hook the trailers, hook the wagon. That was the only thing I had. Everything else I did, pretty subpar. Pretty subpar, other than like getting on the foiler and rounding the cattle up. You know like how they do it in movies, they do it with horses? Well, like now you do them with four-wheelers. Yeah, I'm good at doing that. I'm good at getting on the four-wheeler and getting them from field to field to field to the barn. Like I was pretty good at that.
Sometimes you just bump them
a little bit. You don't bump them. You just got to know how to maneuver. You got to go side to side and side. And
yeah, nudge them.
Keep them packed together. You don't want to get any stragglers out. So like my other skill was backing the truck up. So I came close to screaming about how bad his buddy was at backing up the truck. But I think he realized he had been holding me for 5 minutes, so he told his other buddy down there, hold them, and he let our lane go finally.
That's good.
So I won the dispute, but I was scared. Not scared, but I was like,
6'4", 280.
Yeah, he was
probably
a big old boy.
Probably not a lot to lose.
He might have been bigger than 280.
He probably would have.
He was a big boy.
Roughed you up in the street.
And he's out there in the rain and the road, so like he's probably not in a good mood either.
No, probably not.
But I think he saw the frustration in my face, and then he realized, oh, wait, these guys have been sitting here for over 5 minutes, and it is the morning, and people do have to work. So I won the dispute, but my blood pressure went up, and I probably lost another 4 days off my life.
Yeah, probably so. But it was worth it. You know, at least you got here on time.
Oh, yeah, got here in plenty of time. It was fine. I was able to stop by and pick up a cup of water. So I was able to go through my routine. So everything was fine. But for that 5 minutes, I was stewing. And then I realized I have rage issues.
I mean, I think it's understandable if it takes him that long to back up a truck right there. I mean, you gave him, what, 4 chances,
I think that's what frustrated me more than anything was just how bad he was at doing that.
Yeah.
And I know, like, it's not that hard. Like, if you're the guy driving the truck, you should be able to do it on more than 4 takes. Like, you should be able to get it done.
Yeah. It's like you could get somebody else to do it.
I hope they're not listening to the show.
If they are,
they might be. Nah, they're probably listening to the Classic Rock Channel.
I should have stopped that jackass when I had the chance.
Should have pulled him out of the truck.
Now he's talking about me on the radio.
But I waved at him. We squashed the beef as he let me by. We squashed the beef. What's the story of the day?
You asking me?
I guess
we're back on the story of the day segment.
Well, I mean, if you don't have any, I think there are a couple of interesting things coming out of last night.
I forget everything, man. I go through Twitter at night and I'll bookmark things, and then I forget.
Nothing like sticks out to you?
Not really. LeBron eclipses Wilt.
There was, I don't know if we've talked about this yet before, but man, like LeBron being on the West Coast is good and bad. It's good because pretty much, 60% of his games, 70% of his games are on TV for the common folk.
I did watch part of LeBron's game last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be like on ESPN or TNT or maybe an NBA TV every now and then, but they're all pretty much going to be on TV, so that's good for the league.
Yeah, it was starting late.
But, it's a 10:30 tip, yeah. I mean, and by 10:30, they really mean like 10:42. So, by the time the game ends, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, which is tough. But I always tough through them. I always watch, and last night he put on a show, passed Wilt for 5th all-time. Pretty crazy that 5 of the top 6 scorers in NBA history have all worn Laker jerseys at one point.
That is pretty cool.
All of them except Jordan.
The one loser.
5 of the other 6 have worn Lakers jerseys, played for the Lakers.
The one who wasn't good enough to play for the Lakers.
You did start thinking, man, it's going to be awkward whenever LeBron passes Kobe.
Yeah, like, are they going to celebrate that?
Right.
Staples Center?
That's going to be awkward, right? Like, they're going to love LeBron, but, like, it's not ever going to... No, LeBron could go in there and win 3 championships, and he's probably not even going to come close to the love that Kobe had from Lakers fans. I think that's justifiable. Like, he was there his whole career.
I think it'll be a celebration, though. And I think he can still respectfully pass Kobe, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's just going to be awkward.
A little bit. Will Kobe be there to congratulate him?
I'd say so. He's been in a couple games this year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was the fact that he knew that Wilt was in sight and that he could pass him on national TV because he ended up scoring 40 points. He was playoff LeBron last night. He was going aggressive to the basket. He was hitting free throws. He was blocking shots. He was playing defense. He was playoff LeBron. He finishes with 44 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 blocks on 13 of 19 shooting, including 5 of 6 from 3. Like, he was ramped up, ready to go. It's go time, LeBron. And I don't know if it was because Wilt was in reach or if it was because Dame Lillard was there and they're kind of friends and they like playing against each other. Or if it's all the stuff going on with the Warriors and they kind of like, okay, maybe this season isn't a foregone conclusion anymore. maybe it's not just the Warriors and everybody else is playing for second. Maybe if this Durant and Draymond stuff keeps going, maybe the Warriors are vulnerable. Maybe.
Just maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was something different last night. Maybe it was just a wilt. Maybe it was just, hey, I'm in the mood, I'm shooting good, so now I'm feeling good. Or maybe it was more. Maybe it was, wow, guys, we can actually probably get to the Western Conference Finals and have a shot to beat the Warriors.
Man, wouldn't that be something? In year one?
I mean, right now, if you look at the West, I don't know who the second best team is. Everyone assumed it was going to be the Rockets, but, I mean, the Rockets are currently
good.
They're 6-7, so, I mean, it's early part of the season, but, you know, they're currently out of the playoff picture, and right now the number two seed in the West is Portland, and the Lakers have won 2 of 3 against Portland this year. They match up pretty good with the way the Lakers are really long, right? Like, that's their attribute, and that's what Lonzo Ball gives you. He's a really long defender, and he can sort of kind of bother Damian Lillard. And, you know, Brandon Ingram's long and Kuzma's long, and those guys can sort of bother McCollum. Denver, Lakers beat them too. Oklahoma City, I'd say the Lakers feel good about their chances with them. Memphis, great win by Memphis last night against Milwaukee, but I don't buy them as the second-best team. Clippers, pretty good, but don't buy them as the second-best team. Spurs, Utah, Pelicans, Houston, like all those teams currently are struggling, whereas the Lakers have won 4 in a row. So I would say they are kind of looking around saying, eh, we might could be the second-best team in the West.
What is the Lakers' record now?
They're 8-6.
And the Warriors haven't really been dominant, have they? I mean, they've taken some L's.
They've taken some L's, but they've been pretty damn good when Steph was healthy. Like, the last couple of games has been close, and they've taken some L's, but Steph's been hurt. They did get blown out by Milwaukee with Steph playing, but other than that, their only loss was a 2-point loss at Denver on a last-second shot.
Yeah.
So, like, no, they've been pretty good so far. And Curry is draining, you know, 5 or 6 threes a game. So if he comes back and he's healthy and everything's kosher in the locker room, it's probably still the Warriors and everybody else. But you did see a pep in the step of the Lakers last night that you hadn't seen in a while.
And there's locker room drama.
And there's locker room drama.
In the Bay.
Durant and Draymond might kill each other before the season's over. Well,
if you could eliminate those two.
I'd say Draymond would probably be the one to kill Durant, and then Draymond would have to go to prison, so they'd both be gone.
That would be helpful for everybody else in the West.
Yeah.
If they were just eliminated from the picture.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that'd really open things wide open if Durant was dead and Draymond was facing life.
Then it's just Curry and Clay again, just like the old days.
It's still a pretty good team, but, yeah, I feel like they need a third piece. Feel like you need a third piece there. The last night was fun. LeBron caught fire in the second quarter, and, you know, at a certain point just clicked, like, wow, okay, this is playoff LeBron. Time to buckle up and watch. Like, it's worth staying up till 1 a.m. for that. Because, you know, last week when they played Minnesota, I believe it was, we talked about how I was watching the Lakers game, and it felt like fourth quarter, oh, wait, LeBron's got the ball. Oh, yeah, he plays for the Lakers. Oh, okay, it's a jumper. Cool. Back to watching Brandon Ingram and Lonzo. But last night it was LeBron's team. And everyone was feeding off of him, and that was kind of what the peak of the Lakers could look like. And it got pretty exciting. That's one of the stories of the day.
Yeah, I saw like half of that game, I think. It was on the TV.
Yeah, it was on ESPN last night.
I just looked up every now and then, and then eventually I left the place I was at, and so I didn't see the rest of it. But and I saw a part of the Timberwolves game before that.
Yeah, the Timberwolves... Man, that was amazing that they won that game. They played so bad in the second half, but you saw how free that Wiggins and Towns felt without Jimmy Butler there, right? Like, Carl Anthony Towns was playing defense. He had a big block on Anthony Davis at the rim. He scored 25 points and, again, grabbed 16 rebounds. Wiggins, monster dunk at the end of the game, flying around. Playing well. Yeah, the Timberwolves, I don't think they're a playoff team, but they looked really happy that Jimmy Butler was gone. There's another story in basketball that I think is going to be worth talking about every time they play. And that's Duke and Zion Williamson. We'll talk about them next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
National RX and Volunteer Pharmacy.
It's must-see TV or must-check for highlights on the internet. That's probably more appropriate. Must-check for highlights on the internet whenever Duke plays this year. Zion Williamson is a monster. Like, he is an alien. And you've seen this guy grow up on the internet. Like, you've seen him become famous. You've seen him, you know, just dunk. And you're like, wow, this guy shouldn't be able to do this. And then he kept growing. He kept dunking more. And you're like, well, I've never seen him shoot a jump shot. And then he's draining threes at Duke. And he just keeps growing and growing and growing. He's got 1.7 million followers on Instagram. You're like, this guy's a celebrity already. And they start calling him the next LeBron. And you're like, well, that sounds really stupid. And then you watch him play. And he's like, well, he's bigger and stronger and faster than everybody and jumps higher. So maybe. Now, I haven't seen the court vision of a LeBron. But he's a similar type of generational talent in the making. Maybe. Whenever you watch him. And he's... I don't know if you saw the steal, Cody, of the dunk he had last night where his eyeballs are literally at the rim and his two arms are extended close to the top of the box, and he just comes down with ferocity on the rim. But Duke, I mean, beat down, who was it, Eastern Michigan, just beat him down, 84-46, ran him out the building. Zion's jumping around everywhere, 10 of 12 from the field. He's shooting like 86%, I think, from the field this year in three games. He doesn't really miss any shots. 82%. Last night, just an easy 21 points, 9 rebounds. And as I'm watching him, I think I finally realized I've made my official peace with it. I don't think the G League $125,000 thing is going to affect these top prospects. You might get a couple of the top 50 guys, maybe. But as Josiah James already, you know, signs to come play at Tennessee next year, he doesn't seem to be interested at all in the G League thing. Like, he's signing to come to Knoxville. Barnes' first five-star going to be on campus. You see that happen. And then you see what's happening right now with Duke. And I'm just like, this G League thing ain't going to work out because there is still such a value to be doing this on ESPN, to be doing this at Duke.
And people are noticing.
Oh, they already knew, and like, you know, people would check for these guys if they played in the G League, but not like this. Like, this is getting constant sports coverage from everybody.
Right. It's primetime TV. It's Duke. It's just the brand is too big.
I do think this may force the NCAA's hand about endorsements, though. I do think that's possible, but I don't think anyone's going to... Any of these big prospects are going to do the G League thing. Unless the NCAA is cracking down on payments, which we don't think they are, right? Like, that's the joke is like, oh, $125,000 to go to the G League. Nah, no one's going to take a pay cut to do that. Like, you know, that's the joke. Like, if you're a top prospect, you're already getting that money. But I do think the NCAA might have to be allowed to let these guys start profiting off their image eventually. I do think that might happen because, you know, hypothetically, maybe this becomes different if, and maybe this will happen. Maybe you'll see shoe companies be this aggressive, whereas most players won't have this luxury. But someone like Zion Williamson, who I said has 1.7 million Instagram followers, and that's nothing to really scoff at. Like, if you're not big on social media, if you're not active on there, you probably hear that and you're like, hey, who cares? But that's pretty good numbers as far as, like, influencing goes, right? And who are the people following Zion Williamson on Instagram? Mostly young people who like sports, right?
And who will buy shoes.
Right. So, like, he does have a direct outlet that would make him very, very valuable to companies who want to reach young people. So maybe someone like Zion Williamson, if he had the option next year, which he's not, he's going to go to the pro, which that's a whole other thing. Like, he should be in the NBA right now. Like, he shouldn't have to be at Duke, but it's cool he's at Duke. But he should be at the NBA. And I know that's not college basketball's problem. That's the NBA's problem. I get that. But, like, it seems wrong that all three of these guys at Duke are in college. Poor Reddish. He's just he's really, really good, and no one cares about him. It's all about Zion and R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, he's just the third guy.
Poor last night, Cam Reddish went 1-5. What a loser.
Can't wait to be the 2 seed in Duke's bracket.
I mean, there's a realistic possibility that happens, right? Like, if they go with, like, regional matchups, like, I would assume Duke and Tennessee will, if Tennessee doesn't get a 1 seed, they might get slotted into the old 2 seed at Duke.
We better be going for that 1.
Although, like, seems as if Duke's going to run away with the overall 1 seed. And I know it's 3 games into it, and it might be an overreaction, but A, you're drinking the pee because they're going undefeated in the ACC, and B.
My pee.
Yeah, just the pee, your pee, whatever.
One shot of my pee if they don't drop an ACC game.
Right. ACC regular season game. Clarify that. Regular season ACC game, not an ACC tournament game. Regular season ACC game.
All ACC games.
Regular season ACC game. But, yeah, they should get the overall 1 seed, and I know they're supposed – they still do the S-curve, right? Like, where the strongest 2 seed supposed to get the weakest 1 seed, right? Well, okay, maybe they'll give Tennessee some hope there. Maybe we might have to go out west. We might have to go play everything in California, but it might be worth avoiding Duke. I don't know.
That's fine. Go play Gonzaga.
Yeah. Get a rematch with Gonzaga. Tennessee should really be gunning for this 1 seed. That would suck to get put in their bracket.
Oh, it's going to happen. I can already see it now.
They just seem overwhelming. And again, they haven't played – well, they played Kentucky, but the last 2 games haven't played anybody. So we don't know if this is real, but it feels real.
They did overwhelm Eastern Michigan. What was that game, like 62-17 at one point?
It blew my mind to see, like, the spread was only 26.
Yeah.
And I think that people got skewed by Duke taking it easy on Coach K's alma mater. Like, when they played Army, they won 94-72. Only by 22. But Coach K went to West Point. So I kind of feel like maybe he's like, hey, guys, let's not embarrass these guys. These are – support the troops.
Let's try not to score 100 points on our Army
yeah,
soldiers.
Support
here.
The troops. None of that flashy stuff. Let's just go in. Let's get a win. Let's coast. Eastern Michigan, yeah, take it out on them. They do have the top 3 players. They probably have the top 3 players in college basketball. I know they got the top 2. This is the, 15th straight year, it seems, that the best player in college basketball is going to be a freshman, right? And that's probably an exaggeration in 15th year, but it seems like that happens every year where the best player in basketball, college basketball, is a freshman. But
they just
Duke's,
emerge.
Yeah, Duke's got both of them. Now, maybe that changes about the whole G League thing if Zion Williamson, someone like him who is, you know, a viral sensation, if Nike could have gotten to him first and been like, hey, 1 year at Duke, or we'll give you $10 million right now. Like, right now, you just go to the G League. We'll start selling your sneakers now. We'll start selling your gear. We want you now. Maybe that changes.
That national exposure of playing at Duke probably does make a huge difference, though.
Oh, it does.
In his image and everything.
I think it also helps Duke. Like, I don't think this could be overstated. And you talk about it, the last couple of years it was Kentucky, right? Like, they're just following Coach Cal like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically giving him recruiting infomercials. They do the same thing with Nick Saban in Alabama now. Like, they post up and, you know, with Michigan and Harbaugh, they follow them to Europe to, you know, highlight their program. Duke's exposure is going to help them immensely. Now, they're already a national brand. I get that. But, I mean, this I would imagine just this Zion watch is going to make life really hard on Coach Cal and Kansas. And it's really going to help Duke moving forward in terms of just keeping this rolling where they're getting, like, a bunch of the top 7 or 8 guys.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, free. It's a free infomercial for them. Like, you know, Coach K already benefited from the Team USA stuff. And I do think that there's a – if you go through history, like, when did Coach K start taking the one-and-dones? Was it right after the 2012 Olympics? I feel like there's probably a direct correlation there because all I'm thinking of is like Luau Deng in terms of him. Maybe Kyrie. Where was Kyrie ranked at in terms of a prospect? I know, was he a 5-star? You knew he was going to be a 1-and-done. When was Kyrie? 2010?
Five star.
Yeah, he was a big time prospect. Number one player. I know he's a point guard intern, Andrew. Oh, number one point guard. I got you. I got
number
you.
One center.
I got you. And then the Jahlil Okafor guys, when were they? 2013? Was that right after the Olympics? I just felt like he got around all those top-level NBA players and was like, man, what are we doing at Duke? Why am I recruiting Greg Paulus and John Shire? Why don't I just go and get all these top-level athletes? They love me. LeBron loves me. Like, I got the cosign from LeBron and Kobe. Like, I'm the cool coach. I was at Duke, and people kind of hated me, but now I'm doing the Team USA thing. And 2008, we get the gold medal back. In 2012, everyone here is talking about how much they love me.
I want it for America.
And LeBron's talking about how he wishes, you know, Kobe's talking about how he wishes he maybe would have went to college to play for Coach K for a year. How fun that would have been. Last night, I don't know if you saw, but on I think it was Instagram or maybe it was just a Twitter picture, but Bronny Jr. walking around with a Duke sweater on, tweeting about Duke.
Oh, great.
Okafor was 2014, and that class had three five stars and a four star.
So they're the 2014 season or the
2014 class.
So that makes them the 2014 season, right? So they recruited them like in 2013, right?
Yeah,
like shortly after the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because of summer, and then you get there. So, yeah.
Tyus Jones, Justice Winslow, Grayson Allen.
They won it with where was Grayson Allen ranked as a prospect? Because I don't imagine he was highly ranked, but he might have been.
He was a four-star.
Okay. I mean, that's
10th in his position, 26th nationally.
Wow. 26th nationally is only a four-star?
Yeah, apparently.
I guess it doesn't kind of work under the same guidelines as, like, football.
He has a .98 rating.
Okay.
Not as many prospects.
Well, I know, but I thought the idea was – the way I thought it worked was that basically five stars were supposed to be guys who would be first-round picks. Like, first-round potential.
That's how it is in football.
Like, in football, there's usually only 32 five stars, right?
Yeah, somewhere between 30 and 40, I believe. Like, not exactly 32.
Is that wronger?
I don't think it's exactly 32, but I think it's, like, 35 to 40 or something like that. It's supposed to represent.
I feel like it varies from year to year.
I was always under the assumption it's supposed to represent who will be the first round picks in that class, essentially. Like who they're projecting to be the first round picks.
I might be making that up completely. I don't know. I've always assumed that it was supposed to represent like who could play at the next level, who has that potential, like who's essentially first round picks. I might be wrong on that. But. Yeah, Duke just looked around and was like, yeah, why are we doing this stupid stuff? Let's just get these top-level athletes and let's go and let's win a championship that way. And now they have the peak. Coach Cal's jealous of what Coach K is doing in terms of these one-and-dones. Like, he has mastered his game and he has beaten him at it and
has maybe the two best prospects of
I think the three best prospects.
You think the other guy? Who's the other? Cam?
Cam Reddish. Like Cam Reddish is a stud. He was like the number three player in the country.
Taking all of Cal's guys away. So Kentucky ends up with like the number fours and fives guys now.
I don't know, man. You saw the difference between the classes in the first game of the year.
Looked like a big difference.
Looks like Krzyzewski's guys are ready for the NBA right now. I didn't see any of those guys at Kentucky ready for the NBA right now.
Now, these days, to win the SEC, you got to go get some guys who you can develop.
That's right.
Make experienced players.
We were right. According to 247, there are 32 five-star recruits per class, one per first-round pick in the draft, and 303 four-star recruits.
So it's 32 every class?
32 every class.
Well, what
and
if
303 four-stars.
What if in a given year?
What is that
year,
for, just in terms of who'd be drafted or just what is –
It says
how do they?
It says 32 five-star recruits per class and 303 four-stars. Also worth noting, 247 currently has Teague ranked as the 504th best player in the class, but who? 25th running back. I don't know. It's just part of this
article. They just rank them based on who they think is the best. Like in a given year, the number 32 guy might be better than the number 32 guy from a year ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really,
they do mandate that you have to have 32 five-stars. I thought that was the case.
That's kind of weird to me because then you could have a guy who's number 32 who in another year would be a four-star, but you get him and you think he's a five-star, and it's like fool's gold sometimes.
I think we got a couple of those.
Yeah, we've
I think we've gotten our fair share of the weak years.
We've been there before.
Yeah. I don't get the 303. Because, I mean, how many – I mean, there's not – in the NFL, There's what, 180 picks roughly in the draft? 210 picks? So yeah, I was trying to think of like where the rest of the where that number comes from, I guess.
Yeah, I'll
they include the CFL guys.
Maybe.
I'll dive further than just this blurb if you want.
No, you don't need to. I was just trying to think, but the 32 five-star thing is legit. Is it the same in basketball?
Well,
I guess not, because we just said Grayson Allen was the 26th player and he was a four-star. Maybe it's a lottery pick for
basketball
players.
Yeah, maybe it's the top 14.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Cody, you learned something today.
Sometimes I do.
How about that?
Sometimes I don't.
Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back on the other side.
I'm Dave.
Apparently we were having app issues. I think this was the rare time it was on us. The app did not forsake us. Somehow a button got unpressed.
A button got unpressed?
Yeah. What would you say? Popped out?
How does that happen?
Unpushed? Unpressed? I mean, I'm painting the picture that you need to know.
It got popped.
Is unpressed a word? Probably not.
Probably a word.
So there's a button that you push, and we didn't push it?
Well, you usually don't have to push it. It's usually always pushed in.
But it pushed out.
But it popped out. It got unpushed. Unpressed sounds better. It got unpressed. Now I am unimpressed. They would have been impressed if they had listened to the start of the show. We were on fire. Best start to the show we've had in a long time. The radio crowd, congratulations. You got something that the live stream crowd didn't get. Was it like that the whole show?
I don't know. I noticed a few people tweeted.
I got more than a few. We got like 8 tweets at least. Come on, don't sell us down the road. But was that at the beginning of the show? 32 minutes ago? Yeah, it was. Damn it.
15 minutes ago.
Yeah, so I only started noticing like at 10:30.
Rats. Oh, well, Bentley will put up the podcast on FoxSportsKnoxville.com, protected by 245 Tech.
Here we go. That tweet's coming in now. You did it, man. Best hashtag best producer.
Okay.
I think they're just being sarcastic.
I mean, not to pull the curtain back and ruin Bentley's moment, but he had to run outside and get the boss, and they came in and was like, hey, you got to make sure this button's pushed in.
Hold on. I went and said, hey, Nate, I think we're having some stream issues. Turned right around and said, wait, no, got it.
What is the button we've got to push in? Where
the stream
is that?
It just says stream. Right, it says stream right above it, right? It says stream right above it, and it's either program or audition. Audition is not what you want. You want it to be the program.
Oh, over on Ben's board.
Yeah, over there right in front of Ben's face.
Audition's our little back channel that we test things out on.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know that has to be pushed in, right?
Well, I mean, usually I come in and the morning show has been on the stream.
You take it for granted. It's not something you check. You just assume it's going to be pushed in.
Mm.
And if he didn't notice the tweets earlier, maybe he would have figured it out. Or you could have gotten Nate earlier, and Nate could have figured it out. And I loved the meagerness as you and I said, hey, Nate, I think we're having stream issues. I'm like, no, we're having stream issues. We've had like 10 people tell us. We got stream issues. Something's going on.
Hey,
don't think it's
always.
It.
I'm
hey,
always very Nate, timid when talking to the boss.
Hey, Nate, I think we're having stream issues.
I think we're having stream issues in here.
Nate, can you come check this out, please, sir?
Mr. Boss, man.
Stream issues. In here.
But we're fixed. If you missed the show so far, I'll give you a rundown. LeBron was in playoff mode last night. Maybe because he wanted to pass Wilt Chamberlain on national TV.
Which
maybe
he did.
Maybe he wants to prove the Lakers can be the second best team in the West since Portland was ranked number 2 and he wanted to kind of flex his muscle, which he did. Or maybe he senses that maybe things aren't right in Golden State and that the title is for the winning this year. Maybe. Maybe. And also we discovered that, Cody discovered that there are 32 5-stars every year in college football based off of first-round selections.
And we talked about how good Duke is.
Yeah, Duke's really good. And we don't want to play them in the tournament. We don't want to be the 2 seed or their 1 seed. I'm cool with playing them in the national championship or the Final Four, but in the Elite Eight, that would kind of stink.
This doesn't seem like a year they're going to get knocked up by Mercer. Or Lehigh.
I'm not willing to go that far. There's always the there's always that possibility, but it seems like they are going to be able to overwhelm some people.
I mean, there's still a lot of ball left to be played.
There is a lot of basketball left to be played, and I can't wait to get to ACC play.
The conference season hasn't even started.
At what point do you get worried about the P in the ACC regular season?
Once they're like
they have 18-
14-0.
That's it? You're not worried until 14-0?
Probably. At that point, I'm like, well, they could run through this thing.
So not until 14. You won't be worried until they get to 14.
I don't think I could do that.
Well, what do you mean you can't do it? You made a deal.
I don't know. I just don't
we
think
need to punish? What happens if you don't do it?
Just kill me, I guess.
Just kill you?
Just kill me. I don't think I could drink my own pee. That's really gross.
Their last
it's
four.
Disgusting.
Here's your chance right there. You said 14-0, right? Okay, well, to move to 13-0, they'll have to go to Syracuse after playing North Carolina at home earlier that week.
Carrier Dome will be rocking.
Then they go at Vautech. I guess Buzz has got Vautech in the top 16. All right, number 16. Home for Miami, home for Wake Forest. Last game of the year at North Carolina.
Nobody goes undefeated. Even the greatest teams, the great Kentucky team, lost to who? Vanderbilt?
No, that one Kentucky
team.
Well,
no, they lost to Wisconsin.
That one Kentucky team ran through the SEC undefeated. They were 38-0 whenever they lost to Wisconsin. The one with Carl Anthony Towns?
That's right. Which was the one Anthony Davis's team lost to Vanderbilt? Well,
they
right?
lost to us, too. Right? Didn't Tennessee beat them at home? Or no? No, they didn't. We got killed. I went to that game.
Well, one of those teams only lost like one or two games.
Yeah.
Did Texas Western go undefeated back in the day?
Well, we're not talking about way back in the day. Because like,
those
league.
Teams.
You're doing so good. It's a shame that the streaming audience didn't get to hear how good you were doing earlier today. Cut your mic off, you stupid idiot.
I like that that jacket you're wearing. It's like a sport coat. Is that a sport coat he's wearing? It looks warm and fancy.
He looks nice. You look nice. You look nice, Ben.
Thank you. Andrew, at least put me on the Periscope, man. Like,
yeah, show
so I can flex
off.
For the listeners.
No, they
watchers.
Went 16-0 in the SEC, that Kentucky team.
Really?
Yeah, they were 38-2. That
yeah,
team
so
was.
They lost to Vandy in the SEC tournament, is what it was. One of those Kentucky teams lost to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament.
I mean, maybe.
Check that schedule.
They lost to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament.
There we go.
64-71.
And then they went and lost to Wisconsin, right?
Nope. Then they went on and won the national title.
Okay, so that, yeah. That
was two different teams. Anthony Davis won the title. Carl Anthony Towns lost to Wisconsin.
Right. Okay, that's the team that went undefeated but didn't win the title. The 38-2 team, who was their other loss that year besides Vandy?
At Indiana by 2 points, or by 1 point.
Oh, okay. I remember that team.
Is that the one where the what's-his-name hit the buzzer beater to beat him? Maybe.
So they did go unbeaten in the conference, but not in the tournament. You got to throw that tournament in there.
Nope, it's regular season only.
Got to throw that tournament in there.
Regular season only, and
I don't think we specified that.
Yes, we did. We can check the podcast. If you want to check the podcast, Ben Lee's shaking his head. He's very confident.
I don't know. I don't.
He's on fire today. He's dressed to impress, and he's got his job back. I wouldn't go against Ben Lee today.
Yeah, I don't think we. Don't
you can check the podcast.
So
you can put it on the board if you want. Make it a board bet. Did you specify? Did we specify regular season? If you want to put it on the board.
So Kentucky, the second time around, that was probably the better team, the one that went undefeated, and then lost to Wisconsin.
I don't know.
I remember thinking about that team all year and, like, there's no way they're going to lose.
On one hand, the 2011-2012 team had Anthony Davis, who was playing a different sport than everybody.
He was a block machine.
Yeah, like, I mean, he was a monster. On the other hand, was it 2014? When was that other team? When was the Carl Anthony Towns team? 2014, 2015? On the other hand, they had Devin Booker coming off the bench. 2014-15. They had Devin Booker coming off the bench as a sixth man. I don't know which is more impressive, having Anthony Davis, who is an alien, or having a you know, one of the more promising NBA stars and a top, you know, 15 pick as your sixth man.
Probably that depth. To me, that's more impressive because Anthony Davis, yeah, he's the best player out of all those, but he didn't have as much depth behind him, and they lost two games.
They lost two games versus
but
one.
They won a title.
But so, they won a title.
So, well, tough call. Would you rather go undefeated and then lose one game?
And quite frankly, they weren't even really tested in the tournament. Their loss to Indiana, they got revenge on in the Sweet 16, beat them 102-90. Against Baylor, they won by 12 in the Elite Eight, beat rival Louisville 69-61. And then beat Kansas in the national championship by 8. I think that game was a little bit of a sweat. I think Anthony Davis might have been in foul trouble. I feel like that was Michael Kidd-Gilchrist's first half.
I feel like that Baylor game was close for quite a bit of – ended up being a 12-point game.
Either way, like I don't – Villanova ran through the tournament last year too, right?
Yeah, they did.
Villanova didn't have any close games either, right? I would say Villanova's probably margin of victory was more than 8. I'd say they didn't have a game as close as 8. Last year, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw Michigan. Michigan beat the hell out of them in that national championship rematch.
Yes, they did.
Pounded them.
Pummeled them last night.
I don't think – I mean, I thought it was unfair to have Villanova in the top 10. I get it. You have to because they are the defending champions. But, I mean, they lost their whole team. Like, everybody's gone.
Yeah, they're in rebuilding mode.
Everyone's gone. And Michigan came out, and Michigan – John Beilein's probably the most underrated coach in college basketball. He just keeps it rolling. They pounded Villanova. At Villanova, too, right? It was a Villanova home game.
Yeah, Villanova was ranked 6th, right?
I thought they were ranked 8th. I thought it was 8 versus 18.
8,
I thought.
Okay, 8 versus 18, yeah. I just remember seeing the score to that on the ticker. I was like, whoa.
I think I watched, you know, it caught me by surprise. Fox Sports 1 always does those weird 6:30 tip-offs, which is convenient because – growing up, and even now, like the longest hour is that 6 to 7 window when you're waiting for sports to start. Like, damn, if I can just get to 7, game start.
Just have a little patience.
Fox Sports 1 is like, yeah, we'll start at 6:30. We got your back.
Give you an extra half hour.
So I looked at the game. It was like a 12-point game when I looked. So I turned it over, and when I turned it over, Michigan just kept pounding them. And I kept thinking, well, Villanova make a run and get it close. Nope, Michigan was bullying them. And if I'm doing the rankings, I would just go ahead and swap positions. I'd give Michigan the number 8 spot and Villanova the 18 spot. Like, yep, you beat them, you just swap spots.
Just switch them around.
Yeah, you come up here, you go down there. Okay, we'll call it good.
Michigan might be sneaky good this year.
I don't think they're sneaky anymore. They just beat the hell out of Villanova, like pounded them.
Maybe they belong in the top 5.
No, I think the top 5 is pretty solid. Now maybe Michigan should be ranked ahead of Nevada. Where's Nevada ranked? Are they top 6 right now? Are they number 6 in the country?
I don't know.
Maybe you the top 5. You gotta keep your hands off the top 5. You filthy animals.
I mean, we don't want anybody taking that 5 slot for sure. Unless
feels good. It does feel good when you're checking the rankings to see Tennessee there.
It's like, whoa, what is that? That T right there by the 5.
That does feel pretty good.
Especially in the company that you are surrounded with, you know?
Well, yes and no. Like, you have your usual suspects at the top, Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, but you're in a sandwich between Virginia and Nevada.
Yeah, but then you look, and we're ranked ahead of North Carolina,
that's
Villanova,
right,
and Kentucky, and Michigan State, which is cool to me.
Yeah.
We're better than Izzo. We're better than Roy Williams. You know, right now, I mean, for now. We'll see what happens, but enjoy it while we can.
No, I mean, like, you know, when we went through the preseason, a lot of people thought this Tennessee team was Final Four material. I don't know if you saw one of our arch nemesises.
Nemesi.
Nemesi. Can you have more than one arch nemesi?
Nemesis.
Can you have more than one arch nemesis?
Yeah, then you have more than one. You have at least two.
Does the arch not supposed to imply that it's your number one enemy?
Can you have more than one best friend?
No.
Well.
You can't.
Some people say you can.
Well, those people just don't want to have to pick. You have to rank things in life.
Everything. You got to rank everything.
You can't just do Mount Rushmore season. You got to do power rankings. You got to put them in order.
So Arch,
you can't just take your top four and put them together.
So Arch means number one?
That's what I thought was implied. Like
the Arch nemesis, the ultimate nemesis.
That's what I thought. Are you finding anything? Ben, research, Ben?
Ben, I think your hair's messed up now.
Yeah, he went from looking dapper to
now
he's
looking good, and now he's got some wild hair.
Now he looks like he's just been smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah. I don't think that helped.
That just made it worse.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Do you have the info about Arch Nemesis?
Apparently, when you look up how many Arch Nemesis can you have, it starts pulling up stuff about like Skyrim, which is some video game.
Okay. I don't think you're allowed to judge video games, by the way. Some video game. I've heard of Skyrim. I think that's a popular video game. You came in yesterday talking about how you had ordered Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro's a cool game.
Oh, Spyro was cool as hell.
Thank you.
Back in the day.
What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, now it probably doesn't hold up. But
well, he bought the new generation of Spyro the Dragon.
New one?
It's not new. They revamped the old games.
Well,
it's not new. It's just like it's...
So it's going to be the same exact game?
Well, I mean, they made them, you know, like... better graphics and
but the same exact game, like the same story mode and everything. They didn't come out with the new story mode.
I'm assuming so.
You're assuming they did or didn't?
Didn't? Yeah.
It'll probably be good.
To what? Flap around as a dragon, just blowing fire at things? Yeah. Spyro the Dragon's for nerds.
Spyro's cool. Okay, first of all,
you can't put down something called Skyrim, which. I don't.
Skyrim.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's probably cooler than Spyro the Dragon. Spyro the Dragon was a knockoff Crash Bandicoot.
I'd say
no one disputes this.
They're made by the same company.
I mean, one you've heard of, one you haven't.
No, I've heard of both.
You just heard of Skyrim, didn't you?
No. I said I've heard of that.
You didn't sound very confident. You're like, what is Skyrim?
No, I'm picturing like a emo looking guy on the cover. Maybe a little Final Fantasy. No,
is it not Skyrim? How's it?
Does it got a little Final Fantasy vibe to it on the cover?
That's a different game.
No, it doesn't have a Final Fantasy vibe to
You're
it.
You're thinking of Halo.
No, I was thinking of Final Fantasy, I guess. What's Skyrim about?
Skyrim,
aliens?
Skyrim's a lot like Red Dead Redemption, but...
That's a Rockstar game.
It's more like Game of Thrones-esque.
Rockstar games are by far the best games.
What about Arch Nemesis?
What were you going to say?
I don't think we found out what the Arch
Nemesis. You said our Arch Nemesis. This is going way back.
When you look up Arch Nemesis, the definition pulls up Arch Rival.
You said our Arch Nemesis. Something about who is our Arch Nemesis.
What was the conversation?
We were talking about
this
basketball.
This is the dangers of you idiots distracting me.
We were talking about basketball, and we're ranked fifth. And then you were looking through something, and you're like, although our arch nemesis.
Is at 10.
And then you distracted yourself because you said, by the way, can you have more than one arch nemesis?
I don't think I said by the way.
What were we talking about?
Who is our arch nemesis?
I don't know. You said it. That's why I was wondering. I was curious.
Arch nemesis.
Who is our arch nemesis?
Nemesis.
What's the plural version of nemesis? Do you just go with nemesis?
Nemesis. Nemesis.
That's what I'd say. Got so much to learn. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.